Greetings, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you, our listeners, hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. With Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis, and today we continue in our teaching series called The Great I Am. And just a quick note, we will not be taking phone calls on today's broadcast as we normally don't on Fridays, but if you have need of a question to be answered, there's some challenge in your life, some problem you're dealing with, and you'd like an answer for it, well, give us a call overnight or over the weekend at 844-322-2742. We always love hearing from you, our listeners. And again, that number is 844-322-2742. But right now, it's Lesson 3 of The Great I Am, and here to get us started is Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. So who in the world is The Great I Am? And so our first two lessons have pointed us to God the Father in the burning bush. He has a conversation, or from the burning bush, he has a conversation with Moses. He picks Moses to be the guy to lead the people out of Egypt, and Moses is all confused with that pick. Mm-hmm. I'm certainly not the guy. Why in the world would you pick me? And he's asking the question, and he says, God, who am I to say has sent me to the people? And yeah. God says, I am who I am. So that's God's name. And it's a name that means that he exists, that he is self-sufficient. There's nothing to add to God. He is complete within himself. Mm-hmm. Now, we looked at John 8 last week, John 8:58, where Jesus said, before Abraham was, I am. So he claimed the same name for himself that God the Father did back in the Old Testament. So he is the great I am. So for us, it comes down to this. It's 1 Corinthians 8:6. So Paul is talking about food, sacrifice to idols, sacrifice to gods, and that sort of thing. And he says, we know the truth. We have the knowledge. And he says this, yet for us. That's for us, for believers in Jesus Christ, for Christians. For us, there is one God. There's just one God. He's manifested himself through the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. He's our God. He's the one for us. He's the one we look to. And he goes on to say, there is one God, the Father, from whom all things are all things and for whom we exist. And one Lord, Jesus Christ, through whom are all things and through whom we exist. So all things come from God the Father. All things exist from God the Father. And all things come from through the Lord Jesus Christ. And all things exist through the Lord Jesus Christ. Yet for us, that's our God.
Yes.
God the Father, Jesus Christ the Son, experienced through God the Spirit.
Right.
That's how it works for us. So we exist from the Father. We exist through the Son, which means that they're our everything. Mm-hmm. This right. God that we worship, this God that we serve, this God that we look to, this God that we trust in is everything. He meets every need of our human heart.
Right.
That's the God that we worship, and his name is I Am, the great I Am. Now, Jesus picks up on this theme and uses that name to show how he specifically meets the needs of our human heart. And that's what we're going to talk about over the next 7 weeks, the seven great I Am statements that Jesus made about himself. So today's lesson is in John chapter 6, and here's the claim that Jesus made about himself. Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst. So what's the claim? That he is the bread of life. And he starts this sentence with that great phrase, I am. Mm-hmm. So he is who he is, and because he is who he can mean something to you and me. And what does he mean to us? Well, he means that he is our bread of life, and that whoever comes to him, our hunger is going to be satisfied, our thirst is going to be quenched. Now, he repeats that. He repeats this statement several times in this conversation. In verse 41 of chapter 6, he says, I am the bread that came down from heaven. In verse 48, I am the bread of life. In verse 51, I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh.
Yeah.
So Jesus is making a very clear statement about himself. The one who is who he is our bread of life.
Mm-hmm.
And if we're going to experience true, genuine spiritual life, there's only one place, only one person to turn to, and that is Jesus Christ himself.
Mm-hmm.
So let's take a look at the context of this particular conversation, these statements that Jesus is making about himself. And we're going to start in chapter 5, verses 39 through 40. And Jesus said this to the religious leaders of the day. He said, you search the scriptures. And that's an important thing. They were searching the scriptures, and we all need to be searching the scriptures. But what should we be looking for?
Yeah.
Well, they were searching the scriptures because they thought that in them was eternal life. Now, Jesus said, it is these that testify about me, and you are unwilling to come to me so that you might have life.
Mm.
So the Pharisees, the religious leaders were studying, diligently studying the Word of God because they thought in the words themselves was eternal life.
Mm.
And if they could just follow what the Word said, if they could just live up to those righteous commandments, if they could just do whatever God told them to do, then they would earn everlasting life. But that's not the story of Scripture.
No.
That's not what the Bible is about. Jesus clarifies and said, these Scriptures are about me. They testify about me. And he says, since you've missed that, you are unwilling to come to me so that you might have life. So that's the beginning of this. So Jesus is saying, the Word of God is about him, and it is about him because life is found in him and him alone.
Yeah.
Now, we move forward into chapter 6. We see an amazing miracle. There is a huge crowd of people, 5,000 men. So that's just the men that were counted. There were women and children and that sort of thing, all a part of this crowd. And Jesus looks at them and has compassion and says, we need to feed them.
Yeah.
And so he gathers some bread, he multiplies it, and he feeds the 5,000. So it's an incredible miracle. I mean, an absolutely incredible miracle. And they were satisfied. Their bellies were filled. Mm-hmm. Their hunger was taken care of. And Jesus did it. I mean, Jesus made that happen. It was a miracle that God the Father worked through them. So after Jesus performed that miracle, he slipped away and went to a place by himself. In the meantime, the disciples got in a boat, and they were going from where they were on the Sea of Galilee across the lake.
Mm-hmm.
And in the middle of the night, they looked up, and guess who they see? Jesus Christ walking on water, walking toward them. And they said, look, there's the Lord. And they weren't even really surprised to see him, that he would be able to do that. And so he gets to the boat. He gets in the boat. And here's another miracle. It says immediately they were on the shore where they were going.
Mm-hmm.
So they were in the middle of the lake. Jesus walks toward them on the water. He gets in the boat, and immediately it's just at the shore across the sea.
Zingo.
Incredible. Just incredible. Now, the crowd that Jesus had fed followed Jesus. They figured out that he was on the other side of the lake, and so they followed him to the other side of the lake. And Jesus made an observation. He said, truly, truly, I say to you, you are seeking me, not because you saw signs, but because you ate your fill of the loaves. That's why they were following Jesus, not for Jesus. They didn't want Jesus. They wanted what Jesus could provide for them. And what Jesus provided for them was food to satisfy the belly.
Yeah.
And they were wanting more of that. And so they followed, they went across the lake to follow Jesus to see what else Jesus might hand out to them.
Absolutely. Well, friends, it's Basic Gospel, and you're listening to Lesson 3 of our study entitled The Great I Am. Bob Christopher will be back in just a moment, but first, let me remind you that if you miss any of these lessons along the way, you can find them in the Teaching Archive, and you'll find that at basicgospel.net/teaching. You'll not only find past lessons there, but also the study notes to go along with each session. Again, you'll find it all at basicgospel.net/teaching. A reminder, too, that it's all free, and we hope that you'll review each session and share them with your family and friends. BasicGospel.net/teaching. But for right now, let's get back to the bread of life. Lesson 3 of The Great I Am. And here again is Bob Christopher.
Yeah, so Jesus really identifies what's going on inside of the crowd, that they're looking to him for food, for physical food, to satisfy the belly, to quench their physical thirst. And that's what Jesus had done in feeding them right before this. And he says to them, listen, guys, do not work for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures to eternal life. So there's another kind of food that you and I need. We need bread. We need all the things that we eat to survive physically. If we don't eat, we're going to wither up and die eventually. And so we need physical food, but we also need spiritual food, food that endures to eternal life, food which the Son of Man will give to us. For on him God the Father has set his seal. That's a pretty good endorsement for the Son. He has the seal of the Father on him. And then they said to him, what must we do to be doing the works of God? So he says, don't work for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures. So they're naturally going to ask, what does that work look like? What does that consist of? What activities are we going to be engaged in order to find this food and then partake of it so that we can have life everlasting? And Jesus answered, this is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he has sent.
Yeah.
So they're asking about works. They're wondering what works they should be doing. And Jesus brings it down to a single work. And that work is not a work at all. It's simply believing in him whom he has sent,
right.
Jesus Christ the Son. So it's interesting here that Jesus recognized the effort of the people to follow him to the other side of the lake. You know, they were there, they were listening to him teach, they're hungry, Jesus feeds them, they're satisfied, and they said, hey, we've got to keep following this guy. And so they took it upon themselves to get to where Jesus was. And so Jesus recognized the effort of the people, but he told them to work for a different kind of food. And I like what he says here, that this food is going to be something that the Son of Man gives you. Just like the Son of Man gave you the food that satisfied your belly, this food that endures to eternal life is a gift from the Son as well.
Yeah.
It's not something that we can earn. It's not something that we can gain through our good works or our human effort. We simply receive this gift that is from God. Now, the people asked for clarification, and he said, we receive this through believing in Jesus, the one whom God sent. So that's the story. That's the claim. And because Jesus is the I Am, he has in himself what we need. He's completely satisfied in and of himself, since we came from the Father and our existence is through the Son as well. Then everything that we need for our life is going to come from him.
Yeah.
And because he's the I Am, he has what it takes to meet our needs.
Yes,
talk about
is.
Good news. This is good news.
It is, indeed.
Jesus loves us so much that he's come to meet our needs, not just some of them, every single one of them, as a gift from him to us.
Absolutely. With Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis, and you're listening to Lesson 3 in our Friday teaching series called The Great I Am. You know, friends, having served in this ministry for many years, Bob and I and this great Basic Gospel team understand that there are countless issues that our listeners deal with every day, every issue very specific at any given point. It could be struggling with assurance of your salvation. It could be understanding your true identity as a child of God. What to say to an unbelieving friend or to someone caught in a false religious cult? Well, those are just a few of the issues and the resources that we have designed to address those various issues, many to deal with the everyday situations that we face in life. So we encourage you to build your maturity, your understanding as a child of God, and you'll find all the help you may need when you visit our online store at basicgospel.net. You'll find it under the resources menu. Again, that's at basicgospel.net. Now let's get back to Bob Christopher in this excellent study we called The Great I Am on Basic Gospel.
Well, thanks, Bob. So Jesus performed this incredible miracle. He fed 5,000 men. There was also women and children involved in the crowd. They were fed as well. And he performed that miracle to underscore a spiritual truth. Yes, the people were hungry. Yes, they needed food. Yes, Jesus provided that food for them. But he did it to connect some dots. He wanted to see that in him was a better kind of food,
yeah,
a food that endures to eternal life. And take note of that, because just about every miracle that Jesus performed in the gospel accounts, it was done to underscore a spiritual truth. It was done to underscore how he was going to meet our deep spiritual needs just by being who he is. So in verse 32, we read this, "Then Jesus said to them, truly, truly, I say to you, it was not Moses who gave you the bread from heaven, but my Father gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. And they said to him, sir, give us this bread always. And his response to that is the claim, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst. So Jesus Christ is the one who came down from heaven to give life to the world. There's no life, no spiritual life, outside of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
We can look throughout the world hoping to find something that can satisfy our spiritual hunger. Mm-hmm. It's not going to satisfy. It's just going to leave us hungrier, mm-hmm, and our search will continue. But Jesus came down, and he is the life,
yes,
that we need. Now, it's interesting that everything that Jesus claims about himself doesn't have a backdrop, or has a backdrop, in the Old Testament. So there's something, a story, maybe numerous stories, maybe numerous passages that serve as the backdrop for what Jesus is claiming about himself in his ministry to the people there in Israel. And so the backdrop of this particular claim is the journey of the people of Israel from Egypt to Mount Sinai and then on to the Promised Land. So once they crossed over the Red Sea and they are moving toward Mount Sinai, all the grumbling and the complaining starts to begin.
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying, oh, God has just led us out here in the desert to kill us. Man, we could be back in Egypt enjoying the bread that we had and all the food that we have. Out here, we've got nothing.
Yeah.
And with that, God said, I'm going to provide. And so every morning they woke up, manna was on the ground, and they would collect enough for the day, and that would satisfy them. He sent quails as well to feed them.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the story. We see that mentioned in the Psalms as well, that that food rained down from heaven to feed the people. And that's what this backdrop of this story is all about. That's the shadow pointing us forward to Jesus Christ. That's the foreshadowing of the real food that we are going to receive in Jesus. Now, this true bread that came down from heaven is Christ's body, mm-hmm. his flesh. It is Christ himself, and he offered that body on the cross for you and me so that we can have life everlasting. So Jesus coming down from heaven, that's grace. Man, he recognized our need. He recognized the cry of our hearts, the hunger in our souls, the thirst in our souls as well. He saw that need. He came down to meet that need. That's what we call grace. Now, us coming to Jesus and believing in him, that's faith. So as we've talked about on this program time and time again, and we will talk about it time and time again going into the future, yeah. this whole story, the whole story of God and man is a story that is authored by grace through faith in Jesus. That's how it happens. That's how we connect to God. That's how we enjoy a relationship with God. That's how we know God. That's how we experience this abundant life that we have by grace through faith in Jesus. It's all a by grace through faith story. So Jesus coming down from heaven is grace. He's come down to be the bread of life for us. When we come to him and believe in him, we're responding to him in faith. And that's what we talked about last week. Hebrews 11:6, and without faith, it is impossible to please God. What pleases God? The fact that we receive the bread of life, Jesus Christ himself.
Yeah.
That's what pleases God. How do we do that? By faith. For whoever would draw near to God must believe that he exists. That's the name. I am who I am. We understand who he is, and that within him, he has everything that we need, that he truly is our bread of life, and that he rewards those who seek him. How are we rewarded? We are given the gift of eternal life when we believe in the Son. So Jesus is the one who satisfies our spiritual hunger. He's the one that satisfies our spiritual thirst.
Right.
They cannot be satisfied in any other place. And we're going to go down to verse 58 or 57, and we're going to read this last passage. As the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so whoever feeds on me, he also will live because of me. So Jesus came down. He lived as a human, and his life, his human life, was derived from the Father. So it was the Father doing the work through him. It was the Father living through him. So just as that was the relationship of the Father to the Son, so is the relationship of the Son to us. Mm-hmm. We live because of the Son. Now, this is the bread that came down from heaven, not like the bread the fathers ate and died. So they ate that manna, they ate that quail, but they died.
Yes.
Why? Because that wasn't food that endured to eternal life. Only Jesus Christ is that food.
Yeah.
When we eat of his flesh, when we drink of his blood, then we experience life everlasting. And he says this, whoever feeds on this bread will live forever. Talk about good news.
Yes,
that
indeed.
Is good news. So let me ask this question. Let me end this teaching today by asking you, have you fed on the Lord Jesus by believing in him? Do you recognize that he is your great I am, that everything that you need is going to be contained in Jesus Christ, that he is the bread that will satisfy your soul? He is the living water that will quench your thirst. Have you fed on him by believing in his name?
Friends, thanks for joining us for Lesson 3, the Bread of Life, and we call it, of course, the Great I Am.
844-322-2742. Call that number. Leave a voicemail if you have questions about anything you've heard. We'd love to hear from you over the weekend, and hopefully we can get to your question on Monday when we return for another live edition of Basic Gospel. Again, that number, 844-322-2742. And if you'd like to have the study notes from these Friday sessions, visit basicgospel.net/teaching. You'll also find the program archive there, and you can catch up with any of the sessions you may have missed. We hope you'll share those with your family and friends. And thanks to everyone who supports this ministry with your love, your prayers, and your gifts. And now for Bob Christopher and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis, inviting you back again on Monday for another live edition of Basic Gospel. Have a great weekend, everybody. Bye-bye.